Hi, this is Rob Aller with week 7 of the Big Ten Power Rankings. And the big question is, does anybody want to win this thing? Half the teams don't seem like they're playing because of the virus. Ohio State, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Maryland missed 2 games. And the other teams are just a big hot mess. Indiana, they might be the best team that's not named Ohio State. I've got them number 2. Buckeyes come in at number 1 at 4-0. Maybe they play Michigan State this week, maybe not. Indiana 5-1, Tom Allen. That guy could coach me, man. Fire up. His locker room speeches are something else. Iowa just keeps moving. 4 wins in a row. Hawkeyes come in at number 3. That might show you how down the Big Ten is this week. A 4-2 Iowa team that's really not that great comes in at number 3. Northwestern had the world in front of them, and then Sparty got in front of them, and the Wildcats lose. So they dropped to 5-1, which is good news for Ohio State. Bad news for the Purple. They're at number 4. Number 5, Wisconsin. They're only 2-1. Maybe they should have played in the winter or spring. Maybe they'd have gotten more games in. Number 6, Maryland, who doesn't know if it's coming or going because they've missed 2 games. But they're not the worst team in the league. We'll get to that in a minute. Number 7 is Rutgers, the highest they've ever been in the rankings. Like ever, ever. Except maybe for the last time Greg Schiano was coaching them. He's done a phenomenal job turning the Scarlet Lights from punchline into having a puncher's chance. Number 8, Michigan State, the funky team of the Big Ten. Who knows what you're getting out of Sparty? They beat Michigan, although it's not looking like such a great win now. And then they take down undefeated Northwestern. They did lose to Iowa and Rutgers. That said, and this year in the Big Ten, you know, any win is a big win, apparently. So they're at 8. Number 9, Minnesota. Golden Gophers lose wide receiver Rashad Bateman, who opted out, I believe, for the second time this season. But you know what? This whole season's kind of an opt-out, right? At least an opt-out of normalcy. Number 10's Illinois. Hey, the good news, at least they didn't lose to Ohio State. Number 11, Purdue. They blow a 10-point lead against Rutgers. That can't happen. They're going to have everything they can handle in Nebraska this week, and that is saying something because number 12, Nebraska, at 1-4, isn't very good. I like this joke. Turn the N on the Husker's helmet sideways and it becomes a Z, as in Z, as in falling asleep on the job. Dad joke. Number 13, Penn State. Yep, they moved ahead of the Wolverines at 14 because they beat Michigan. That used to be a big deal. Now it just means you don't have to remain in the basement. And again, the big M all the way down to 14. They've waved the white flag. Wow, what a drop. Last in the Big Ten, Michigan. Hey, they've earned it. Thanks for listening to the Big Ten Power Rankings. Come back next week for another ranking. And maybe one of these teams, Ohio State, will show something. Thanks.